Weeks of it already, Bricky Team Lister, when we know the caring business class has nothing but the common interest, the common good in everything it says and does, would never resort to, say, hyperbole when it sees a threat to the common good. Almost exclusively threats like a new tax, business cost, or worse, concessions to the evil unions who in turn represent the common bad. So when the Property Profits Council, itself a good, not evil union, alerts us that Victoria's work from home bill will, quote, bomb us back to the Stone Age, they really said that, listener, we have to take notice. Back to the Stone Age, from something that appears so innocent. Whether the government heeds their timely warning is a moot point, based on the response from new state socialist supremo Ben Carr-Roll Jacinta. This was a commitment to workers, Ben explained. But I support our caring businesses too. So, Ben, which one is it? Sorry, I don't follow. Just as ideologically clear, big economic guru Jim Chalmers' Capital, we recall last year he conceded we needed to make housing more affordable. Not by anything as irresponsible as public housing, because Jim knows the answer to the housing crisis lies with the private sector, but by, well, he wasn't sure, but in his budget speech he boasted his changes would lead to lower house prices. But now, as the same property profits lot complain about falling prices, Jim predicted this week property prices will grow over the next couple of years. Well, that didn't take a giant mind. They always do, even as the property profits lot predict gloom and doom. But Jim, last year you said you wanted prices to fall, housing to be more affordable. Exactly. Now you want prices to rise, housing to become even more unaffordable. Exactly. So which one is it? Sorry, I don't follow. Good news following a report on this segment last week when we mentioned resource giant Rio Tinto the Planet had announced a record $9.5 billion True Blue Aussie profit, and Jim and Big Supremo Anthony Albanese were approaching the New South Wales Socialist Government, Chris Mingee, to join it in providing a little corporate welfare for Rio Tinto's Tomago Aluminium Smelter. Yes, good news this week, Anthony and Jim and Chris stitched up the deal and handed $2.5 billion to Rio Tinto, and better good news yesterday that the federal contribution is open-minded and may end up an even higher if aluminium prices fall or power ends up more expensive than expected. Silly that record profits Rio Tinto should foot the bill. Oh, and let's hope the socialists succeed in making those huge cuts, essential cuts to services for people with disabilities, which we simply can't afford. They released a list of the big end-of-town law firms which have managed a bit of government work in the past year. Not sure the list is comprehensive, but it totals $280 million, including Gilbert and Tobin picking up $7.5 million to assist the His Most Gracious Majesty's con mission into evil Palestine non-land, non-people rallies and social cohesion. And can't help wondering, for what do we pay the Solicitor General's office? Still, all that explains why, apart from unaffordable disability services, we have no choice but to maintain the unemployed and social security recipients generally in a state of sub-sub-poverty. But we do thank them for their patriotism, their contribution to keeping inflation down a bit. Although the Reserve Losses Bank does tell us there aren't quite enough unemployed whooping it up on, or let's be honest, bludging on their sub-sub-property interest rates, and may yet have to rise, Supremo Michelle Bulldust saged, unless more workers display their patriotism and join the bludgers, or those who refuse such patriotism at least take a cut in wages and conditions, because the wise heads who understand these things know the caring business class increasing its prices has absolutely nothing to do with inflation. The only relevant price is the price of labour. And our old mate in us, Will Cost, the workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group, joined the chorus of those who comprehend the delicate flower that is the economy, those same wise practitioners, in pointing out the absolute injustice. Back to the Stone Ages again, by the sound of it, thanks to Jim and Anthony's changes to trusts. the main change that they should just maybe pay some tax. This would affect 494,000 businesses in a scuffed, which will have to pay thousands to restructure their arrangements. Restructure? Why do they need to restructure with us? Well, clearly they have to avoid this crippling tax. Clearly. Like our junior minister for being offensive and train-killing Pat Military Convoy was clear. US of the UN of the US of the world train-killer submarines would end their rotation through Western Tuvaluwazi in 5 years. Not quite so clear, as the US of set him straight. We're here to stay, it ordered us, leading Pat to clear up what he thought was clear. They're here to stay, he apologised to the Pentagon. Now, if we didn't know the US of Big Supremo, and particularly the present incumbent Donald Trump of the poor, would never tell a lie, we could be a bit confused as Donald, on his appropriately named Truth Social, said the US of has a massive amounts of munitions, large amounts are being manufactured, largest ever, ever. Yet the Pentagon has asked the merchants of death to escalate their production rapidly because of an acute shortage of things that kill people after thousands and thousands of missiles haven't ended the Donald and his very, very close friend, Zion Supremo Benjamin Not Another Yahoo's invasion of evil Iran, their major contribution being stuffing up the world's capitalist economy, although Benjamin was forced to set Donald straight after Donald proposed a limited end to the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation of the non-land, non-people in Gaza. Donald, the man of peace, making it even more surprising the Pentagon is running low on merchants of death merchandise. Just as the US pointed out, it is here to stay in Tuvaluwazi, Benjamin pointed out Zion is here to stay in the non-land, non-peoples, non-land. Indeed, in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and of course, the West Bank. As Donald oscillates minute by minute between bombing evil Iran into the Stone Age and they are desperate to make a deal, the train killer success was highlighted not only by the call for more merchants of death merchandise, despite the Truth Social massive missive, the trained killer leadership has asked the working class cannon fodder trained killers for ideas on how they can fight the invasion that Donald and Benjamin assured us would be over in a few days. Nobel Prize material to join Donald's well-deserved FIFA Peace Prize. We assume FIFA will now award a Peace Prize every year. On gifts back here, perhaps Anthony should be reminded of never look a gift horse in the, even if in this case it was a couple of melons in the mouth. As the media scrum and opposition lots are falling over themselves with probably appropriate but certainly hypocritical excitement. Yes, what's going on, Anthony? It's sour grapes. Wonder if he'd be rushing to be interviewed by the same woman whose name I can't quite recall, but who herself must surely pick up some award for feminist solidarity. Not quite solidarity, as the good ship KPMG heads for the treacherous waters of a Senate grilling into misusing client information and persecuting the whistleblower who whistleblew. Many of the rats are leaping off the sinking as more evidence exposes the memory lapses the leapers suffered last time they were grilled. And as Swiss coal behemoth Glenn Rotten to the Core prepares to launch on the Tuvaluwazi Stock Exchange, announcing its belief in the brilliant future of coal, if not in the future of Mother Earth. Interesting, a round table in Washington last week when South Tuvaluwazi Supremo Peter Mellon asked us it's yours was in town, data center industry heavies and Pete discussing opportunities and challenges, with just one spot for a data center opponent, a woman called Elena Schlossberg, who, on her hour-long Uber ride to join them, discovered her status had been altered from going to not going. No explanation. A blunder from down under, she emailed her supporters. What an insult to a great Tuvaluwazi. Finally, serious ending this week. Last week, the 81st anniversary of the US of bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the Spencer Street, no longer Spencer Street, fail facts in one of those an age ago columns, reprinted its 1945 report. the dreadful consequences of the nuclear disaster, the horror of Hiroshima, and then concluded, Colonel Paul Tibbett, the pilot, described the explosion as tremendous and awe-inspiring. He was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross as he stepped from the plane after returning, honored for mass murder and destruction. Good morning.